Malaysia's communications minister Fahmi Fadel wrote on the platform previously known as Twitter, saying he won't hesitate to take a firm approach if pro-Palestinian voices are suppressed. But Facebook owner Meta says there's no truth to the claim it's been blocking such content. TikTok hasn't responded to the comments. Both companies designate Hamas as a dangerous organization and ban content praising the group. They also say some content that's been removed is due to a technical bug. Fahmi says Malaysians have a right to freedom of speech and is meeting TikTok next week to discuss the matter. Patrick Falk, Singapore.